I love reading. When you can dive into a good book and feel the world melt away while you sit transfixed by the written word, there's no other feeling like it. It was reading that sparked my interest in writing. Stories I read as a boy, mostly Stephen King, lit my imagination on fire, and I was compelled to take all the ideas I had in my head and map them out on paper, lest I be overwhelmed by their multitude. Of course, looking back on those early works, they were rough. The funny thing is, I never considered myself an author, or even a writer. The truth is, I still don't consider myself an author. Authors are published. Authors get income from their writing. Neither of those is true for me. Right now I consider myself a writer. My income is the sheer enjoyment I get from crafting stories in my head and having them play out for the readers every 2 weeks, give or take. My payment is exposure. My currency is the confidence I get from believing, finally, that people want to read what I write. My perspective also shifted when I found more local writers. When I found out about a group of peers who met monthly to share works, I was intrigued. When I found out each meeting had an open mic session, I was elated. They are known as the Conspiracy of Three. A name I've now come to understand as the culmination of the night's readings. A secret agreement between many authors to entertain and stimulate the audience, to expand one's perspective, and of course, to hone their writing skills. The meetings have moved from the Whitewater Gallery to the Gateway to the Arts, to the North Bay Public Library. They even took place over Zoom for a lot longer than any of us would have liked. And they have achieved something that this column has had major difficulties with: bringing local writers together and showcasing the talent North Bay and area has to offer. The meetings are open to the public and take place on every second Tuesday of each month. Writers are free to write on a topic chosen for the open mic, or they can read something from their own catalog. Many of the writers are published, and will share how they did it if you ask. There are professors from the university, college students, hell, there's even a few BetaDay.ca columnists that attend. Many times writers worry that showcasing their work on a certain medium will cause them to lose the rights to it. This is not something that needs to be worried about during the Conspiracy of Three or through publication in this column. There is little, if anything, to lose. What writers gain in sharing their work is the guidance of experience, and the benefit of beta testing their rough work. If you are a writer and you are struggling to find your voice, or you have questions on the publishing process, or you just plain want to get out of the house and hear some great literary work for an evening, then I urge you to check out the Conspiracy of Three. You'll be glad you did. In 2024, it is this columnist's hope that more writers will connect when the opportunity presents itself, and it will, through this column. Second Saturday Stories has always been meant as a platform that showcases many different voices, and it's time the community heard what they have to say. New works will begin in January, along with calls to action for fellow writers. Take care of each other, and keep writing. See you in 2024.